Hey guys, Steve Booth here, back with another episode of my podcast series. And today I wanted to answer a question that I've received around protein and how much protein you should eat in the day. So I'm going to answer your questions around protein today, protein timing, and how much you should eat to get the best results for your body. So guys, it's pretty simple. The general rule of thumb that most studies show is to have anywhere between 0.8 grams of protein per pound of body weight, all the way up to 1.3 grams of protein per pound of body weight. So if you're 90 kilos, which is 200 pounds, which means you should be having roughly 200 grams of protein a day. Now that's a pretty general sort of rule, and it's something that should be measured and tested and see how your body responds to it over time, but it's a great foundation to begin with. So that pretty much sums up the best tip for you of how much protein you should eat is to first, you need to measure it. Right, it's not enough to say, oh, I had chicken, you know, for dinner last night. I had beef for lunch the day before that as well, and kind of just assume that you're having enough protein. It's something that needs to be measured, and the easiest way to do that is by obviously counting your macros, counting your calories through apps like MyFitnessPal, etc. Being on a meal plan that clearly lays out exactly how many grams of carbs, fats, and proteins are in each one of your meals. And so it makes it really easy to then just tally it up at the end of the day and say, well, I've had 220 grams of protein. And you'll know that because you know how many grams of protein is in the two chicken breasts you had for dinner, the beef that you had earlier, the eggs that you had earlier that day, the cheese that you had, or whatever other sorts of foods that you normally eat that have protein in it. So guys, if you're stuck and you're not quite sure how much protein you should be eating, just go by the general rule of around roughly 1 gram of protein per your pound of body weight. Okay, so this is pounds, not kilos. So you have to convert it over for the Aussies here. And that's what you need to start from. That's your best foundation to start from in terms of how much protein you should be having on a daily basis. Now, in terms of timing of your protein, how often you should eat protein. Is post-workout protein necessary? I get that question a lot. People are always asking me as soon as they want to, you know, put on muscle mass or they want to burn fat, they say, hey, Steve, what protein supplement should I be on? And when do I take it? Do I take it post-workout? How much do I take? And the very simple, again, very simple answer, this is because this stuff is pretty simple, guys, is that it doesn't matter what time you have protein. It really does not have that much of an effect, and not a noticeable effect to actually monitor it and make such a big change in your diet plan because of it, right? Carbohydrate timing is slightly more important. With your protein timing, just not that important. The supplement companies are going to tell you that you have this special half hour window or whatever it may be where you have to consume protein, and that's just not the case. That's just not true. That's just a marketing ploy by the supplement companies to really give a sense of urgency around consuming their product. So that way you're constantly consuming their product. But really, you don't need protein post-workout. It's just not essential. There's an overwhelming amount of studies that prove that it's just not essential and that it is a myth. Protein is something you want to have steadily throughout the day, just as you would in a nice balanced meal with your carbohydrates and your fats. And that's really when you should be consuming your protein steadily throughout the day. So people that tell me that they had protein last night for dinner and that's okay because they had protein that day, that's just clearly not enough. You may have had 50 grams and what about the rest of your meal? What about the rest of your day? So you need to be making sure that you're scattering that throughout the day. Protein supplementation, protein drinks, protein powders, these sorts of things can help assist get that protein total up. The only circumstance that you'd want to actually buy protein powder and consume protein powder is if you're struggling to get to the amount of grams that you need in a day. So if I need to hit 200 grams in a day, if I'm throughout my food only really consuming about 150, and I don't feel like I really want to eat any more food, any more protein. I don't want to have to eat any more chicken breast. I don't want to have to do these things. It's really easy to just knock back a protein shake and drink a milkshake, essentially, that's going to help you get towards your protein total. So that's when protein can really come into play and can help you out. But guys, I hope this has helped. I wanted to do a really quick just blast today, just a blast message to help you guys really get a bit of understanding around why protein is essential, how you can really calculate how much protein you actually need and the certain things around timing as well. It's all pretty basic stuff, guys. There's going to be a lot of stuff out there, a lot of messages out there throughout the meetup media, really going deep and going into the science of it. And really, it's just not that necessary. It's really not that necessary because people love to overcomplicate shit because it makes them sound like an expert. People love to overcomplicate shit. Now, I've put on 30 kilos of muscle in 3 years. 30 kilos of muscle in 3 years, got absolutely shredded, rated one of the top fitness experts in Australia and the world, and came third for Australia in fitness modeling. One of the top fitness models in Australia, stacked on 30 kilos of muscle in 3 years. I've transformed thousands of guys' lives with a fucking basic approach. A fucking basic approach. You don't need to really focus too hard on the shit that just doesn't matter. Like protein timing, yeah, it matters to some tiny, tiny little level. But if you just want to drop that 10 kilos or lose that little bit around your waist, or just want to put on a little bit of muscle, it just doesn't fucking matter. It's so minute. All right, so stop focusing on the real nitty gritty details and just focus on having a well-balanced diet and obviously consuming enough protein. That's the most basic thing. Make sure you're hitting the grams you need every freaking day and stay consistent doing that. And then just eat it throughout the day whenever you like and use a protein shake when you like as well. It is very simple, guys. So please don't overcomplicate it and make sure you're smacking back those proteins on a daily basis. See you guys next time.